Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friendos. It's hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090. We got our boy Casey Bubba coming up in hour three. Love the Bubba and love you guys. So thank you guys for tuning in. Coming up in this hour, we have got all of our gambling picks, which a little preview. Your boy Welsh been on a little bit of a heater. And I'll have to adjust here because we have a wonderful listener, Donovan, who has been tracking everything for us. And Donovan sent a different record than you had on our sheet. So I'm going to have to double check that. And we'll talk about it in the next hour. Plus, we technically were both losers on our FanDuel lineups last week. But you were the biggest loser.
Yeah.
And that means I won.
Yeah. Yeah. You won. So maybe you need to get that that letter and shred it.
Wait. So. Oh, new letters coming in.
I love this how letters come in on like a 1920s wire for you. That's
well, it's from the president.
A futuristic radio station right now, but you're only getting messages by Morse code.
Oh, it's because they're from the president. They come in diagonal. Says,
I know all the Morse code.
Dear Mr. Welsh, we are so proud of your progress in making the veteran and paid skilled DFS player that is Scott Bogman look silly. We are reconsidering the thoughts because of what an absolute professional you have been and how much money you have been winning your listeners, that the rules of the bet may be able to change moving forward since you're on a two-game winning streak. Continue the great work. Here is a bonus. We love you, and we are sending Jessica Biel to your house.
Now, were the uhs and ums, were those in the letter?
Yeah, so they were. They were transcribed that way.
I just want to make sure that we're getting everything correct. So
yeah, see, it's just right there. So you can see the whole thing right there. The whole.
Yeah. We're sending you Jessica Biel to your house.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a nice guy, that president there. He wants to take care. That's what he's known for.
I'm not.
All right, we are going to go to break. When we come back, we are going to be giving you our FanDuel lineups, so don't go anywhere. I lost Bogman. He's completely derailed. We've got FanDuel lineups right on the other side, then some gambling. Don't go anywhere.
Lose weight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League, right here on Sports Grid of the Mightier 1090. Find us over on patreon.com/ITL Army. And come and join up with us today. You are directly supporting us. It is literally the life force that keeps In This League chugging, because we are a podcast of the people. And we like to do a bunch of creative, fun stuff, whether we're popping some videos over on the YouTube, whether the Patreon itself. We've got our comedy secret shows you can access and get direct access to us over on the GroupMe rooms and like a million other things. Plus the Week 5 NFL thread that's 100% up right now. People are listening, not live. Welcome back. We are FanDueling it. And last week, the FanDuel was interesting. It wasn't good. I would say the lineups themselves would not have fared well anywhere.
No.
Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I stacked Miami a little bit, and Mike Gesicki had one catch. I know that was a bad one.
This was the week that you and I had like five of the same players too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and I think Gesicki is the one that sunk me, because wasn't your
I had a negative scoring.
Oh, did you?
So here are the lineups here. Last week, I didn't realize I beat you by so much. That's how bad we both were. But last week, your lineup was Joe Burrow, who scored 16. Alvin Kamara, who scored 17.9. James Robinson scored 10. You had DK Metcalf scored 10. And Devontae Parker scored 11. It's not bad or horrible or anything like that. You just, you know, you needed a couple 20s to be in there. Tyler Boyd only scored 9. Gesicki scored 1.5. You had Kenyon Drake in there, Bogman. For shame.
He was terrible.
3.5, and you had the Ravens score 6, and you only scored 86.7 points.
Yeah, not good.
I had Russell Wilson, who scored me 21.9, and I think you even called it that Russell Wilson could be the difference. He didn't need to be, but he was one of them. I had Jonathan Taylor, who was pretty disappointing, 7.9. I also had James Robinson. Wide receivers, we both had Metcalf and Parker. But the difference was CeeDee Lamb. He was the actual difference, because he scored me 20.2 points against your Tyler Boyd. I had Gesicki. He sucked. I also had Kamara, and the Cowboys scored me negative 2 points. I had the Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
LOL.
You can't, but they might be the worst defense in the NFL right now. And I've watched Atlanta play. So the Cowboys are pretty pitiful on defense right now. So I don't think you can play them kind of regardless of who they're going up against anymore.
That who? What?
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt your text?
You faded off so quick that I didn't have a chance to pretend I knew what you were talking about.
And left it for you as normal, and you were nowhere to be seen. That's what happened. Don't spit out that water. Swallow it down.
I got it. Come on there, Mark.
Don't be stingy, Mark.
Don't be stingy there, Mark.
All right. So, yeah, what I was saying is go ahead and just say your lineup now. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So let me pull up my lineup.
So for this, can I speak?
I guess.
Can I finish?
Can I finish? And then when I'm done, can you pick it up? That would be nice.
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay.
All right. At quarterback this week, I'm going expensive. I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes at 9,000 because he's got the Las Vegas Raiders. So the fear would be he gets up too early and they don't need to do stuff. But you know what Kansas City likes to do? Score all the points. They're always comfortable scoring all the points. They've not done a fantastic job about doing that this entire year. And I think this is a great game for that to take place. So love me some Patrick Mahomes on the expensive side. Running backs. I went through a dance on my running backs this week, making alterations. Number one, James Conner versus Philly. I'm taking your James Conner because Steelers have had a nice bit of rest. I'm not too worried about the wide receivers, but there have been some questionable tags on both of them. But, you know, Philly's defense has been blah. They were given up to Jerick McKinnon. So I really like James Conner in this matchup. He's only 7,000 as well. I went with a second 7,000. And when I went in to make this lineup, I was like, I'm going to put him in clearly. And then I didn't. And then I made the adjustment. Kareem Hunt. I'm going Kareem Hunt against Indianapolis. It's not the best matchup, but Hunt should still get a nice little force feeding of extra carries and catches. Probably not insane or anything like that because Dearness is going to get some run. But you would expect Kareem Hunt to be in on all of the touchdown opportunities. And if they're not going to be positive in the rushing game, Kareem Hunt is going to benefit in the passing game. So 7,000 from Kareem Hunt, I think that's pretty solid. I'm stacking with Patrick Mahomes. And as soon as I decided to go Patrick Mahomes, I instantly said I'm taking Tyreek Hill. So I'm going to go Tyreek Hill against Las Vegas, 8,200. He's my most expensive wide receiver. I'm going back to the well of Devontae Parker. He was okay last week. He has got the San Francisco 49ers questionable secondary. The bigger problem would be if the defense is out for blood and Miami can't muster anything up. Hasn't really necessarily been the case. So I like Parker in this matchup. And then I got your guy, Bog, Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm bringing him back. I know the questionable tag is on it, but of all the guys, I'm not going to worry about Juju, especially with the extra rest, 7,300.
Yeah, they keep making questionable tags for those guys, and yeah. I don't really understand it.
No, and I like the Philly matchup for Juju. At tight end, I went middling, maybe cheap, however you want to look at it. I went with Dalton Schultz for the Dallas Cowboys, who are going up against the New York Giants. I think it's a killer matchup, only 5,300. At flex, this is the first time I've done this, Boggs. I actually put my cheapest running back at flex this week. Let me ask you something. Have we had any double ups?
I don't think so. Okay. Listen one more time for me. Actually, we do have one. So
okay, because I think this next one is, I think, a high probability of a double up. My flex, I'm going with Antonio Gibson up against the Rams. Is that a double up?
Actually not. No, nice. Surprisingly enough. So
okay, 5,800. Washington against the Rams, not going to be particularly great. Gibson doesn't need all the carries. And again,
I love that pick, though. And I love Antonio Gibson particularly because they are going to a new quarterback. And in general, when you switch to a new quarterback, you're going to run the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, so, and dump offs. You know, well, yeah. I mean, if they run a little bit more, that could actually be a benefit to J.D. McKissic. But we know he doesn't need all of the targets. So I really like Antonio Gibson this week. I wanted to get him in the lineup. He's relatively cheap. And then I put the Houston Texans defense in only at 3,700. I found the cheapest defense I could against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So again, real quick, Mahomes, Connor, Hunt, Tyreek Hill, Parker, Juju, Dalton Schultz. I've got Antonio Gibson and the Houston Texans defense.
Okay, so I'm leaning into the Dallas Cowboys having a terrible, terrible defense. And I said it before on the ITL Fantasy Football Show, the Welsh. I'm rolling out Danny Dimes as my starting quarterback in this lineup. They have not been great without Saquon, but I'm going with Danny Dimes. Running backs, I'm going expensive on. Zeke is one of them at 9,000. My second one, I love Mike Davis against Atlanta.
I almost went Mike Davis too.
He catches the ball. He runs the ball. He's going to get 25 touches. So 25 touches against that terrible Atlanta D, I love. my wideouts. I'm stacking this game. Amari Cooper at 7,800. I took Darius Slayton at 5,800. And my last one is a little dicey because he's been pushed back to Monday. But I love Jerry Jeudy with no Stephon Gilmore in New England because they should be down and throwing the ball a bunch. And he can make plays even with Brett Rypien by himself. My starting tight end, I told you I'm stacking this game. Evan Engram at 5,500, 10 targets last week. The Cowboys can't stop anything on defense at all. I think Ingram's in for a huge game. This is our one double up at my flex. I did take Tyreek Hill because I had a ton of money left over, and I think that KC should be smoking the Raiders, like you mentioned, the Welsh. So I'm going to expect Tyreek to get on the board early, and I went expensive on my defense as well. I loaded up my Pittsburgh Steelers against the Eagles in the terrible offensive line and Carson Wentz with the most turnover-worthy throws in the NFL so far this year. So to reiterate before we go to break, Danny Dimes, Zeke, Mike Davis, Cooper, Slayton, Jeudy, Evan Engram, Tyreek Hill, Steelers defense is my FanDuel lineup for the week.
I like it. That's going to be good. So Tyreek Hill this week, our only double up here. You got him in the flex. Everything else, money. You've got a huge stack. I think that's going to be a fun one to battle out. So come and win some internet points, player lineups. Let us know. I know our boy Toft is, so let us know how we're doing. On the other side, we are going to be doing gambling picks. I'm excited because I was good last week. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this league
is cooking.
Welcome back, friendos. ITL boys, Bogman, Welsh. And don't be stingy. Come and check us out over on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Don't be stingy, Mark. You know, just don't
That's
be
right.
stingy.
You come on down. Over to patreon.com/ITL Army and join us.
Yeah, doesn't have to be quick. Doesn't even if it's first time, doesn't have to be quick. We'll be nice, slow and steady there, Mark. Just don't be stingy. We have got our picks. It is pick time for the week, and we are going into week 5. And Bogman, last week, my over-unders have been, I've been like medium, which is not normal for me because I'm usually more weighted, I think, on the over-unders and I struggle a bit on against the spread. But I have had two pretty good weeks, and this last week in particular, I was really good and I've got my numbers up so much so that I put together a 10-4 week against the spread. The only games I missed were the Arizona, Dallas, Houston, and Rams. Those are the only games that I got against the spread wrong.
You were great. You were great against the spread, and you're still, like, on your over-unders, you're still over 500. And you're the only one among the three of us that's over 500 on both. So
yeah. Well, I was poopy on my over-unders this week. I was 6-8. But I'm 30-29 on over-unders for the year, but 34-25 against the spread this year. So, yeah, I'm over 500 on both.
My over-unders are terrible. I'm 9 games below, but then I'm 34-25 against the spread. Bubba is 1 game below 500 against the spread, but 3 up over-unders. But my parlay hit last week. I had the over and Jacksonville, Cincinnati over Seattle, Miami, and Buffalo -3. So my parlay did rock. So if you played that, you should have won some money.
That's nice. I actually just missed it because the Kansas City over is what screwed me. I hit Seattle, I hit Cincinnati, and I didn't hit that. But I was 10-4 against the spread, 6-8 over under. Bogman was 8-6 last week against the spread, 7-7 on the over unders, and Bubba was 7-7 across the board. So, you know, pretty interesting. He's been pretty even though. We got to get him up there. He's a couple games over on the over under. I think he's 2 games over .500, both combined. And I think you are dead even because of your bad over under on the year.
Yeah.
And I am 10 games over .500 for the season.
You're killing it. You're doing a great job, man.
Ooh, doggy. It's, all right.
This week is weird too, because I will say, I know you had your picks done early, which was very impressive. But the lines shifted a little bit. So
don't be shifty, you know, Mark.
Yeah, we'll have to double check these lines to make sure you still like them. Almost all of them changed, but most of them, I think one of the lines moved by 1.5. The over under might have moved by 1.5. I think it was the Houston game, because it was Houston by 6.5 moved down to Houston by 5. So that one flipped a little bit. And then I can't remember. I think the over under dipped on one of them as well. So, but everything moved, shifted by at least 0.5, except for, I think, 2 games. So a lot of moving and shaking here.
And it's a weird week because of the things that can change. We just don't have those games.
Yeah. The New England Denver is not in the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's not available. And neither is Tennessee Buffalo. So, those games are just absolutely not available to bet on. So, and we had to wait for a line on your Niners game until Jimmy Garoppolo practiced. So now there's a spread and an over under, but there was no over under before Jimmy G practiced.
I think that changed. I don't know if that Niners spread was as long before. So,
yeah, I probably moved too. So,
we'll take a look at that. All right. Ready to get down and dirty here?
Rock it.
All right, let's go. First game up here. I mean, probably shouldn't even be the first game. But Arizona at the New York Jets. Arizona's a 7-point favorite. 47.5 is the over-under. But there's a major question on this game right now because of the Jets' positive test on Friday.
Terrible.
And you've looked everywhere beside that one check mark. And we have not seen anybody else report the false positive except for this one person. Because if it's a false positive, we're good to go. They'll probably be back, back in training on Saturday. If not, this leaves this game a little bit in question. Could get moved. But
well, regardless, the Cardinals are supposed to fly in tonight too. And now that's, you know, if they're not going to play till Monday, should they be going in right now? I don't know. It's weird. So
yeah. Well, either way, if the game is played, Arizona is 7-point favorite. The Jets don't have Darnold. They might have Bell. The biggest problem is they still have Adam Gase. And Adam Gase, I think, is the biggest takeaway here. And, you know, the Arizona Cardinals have had, I want to say, 2 straight weeks of playing like crap. And they've got to be out for blood.
If they were playing anyone not the Jets, I think I would pick the Jets or, you know, whoever the team they were playing was. But I think so terrible.
Yeah, and I think I would too if it were under that instance. But you know, here I don't care if it's on the road. The Arizona Cardinals, they should be out for blood. It should be big, heavy passing. I imagine they're going to want to get Drake involved in this, and just the Jets' defense hasn't been good enough. I don't imagine Flacco is going to be able to move the offense any better than Darnold would be. I don't even think like solidified in the pocket is going to help much, even with Bell coming back. So I bet you agree with me on this. This is clearly Arizona, and I would also go with the under. It could definitely hit the over. I don't feel as confident about the over-under, even though this is relatively struggling on both sides team. But I'm very confident about Arizona, and I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in the Cards, too, just because the Jets have played so bad. I'm going to take the over in this game because I don't have a good feel on it, and the 2020 strategy should be, if you don't have a great feel, take the over, because most games have gone over so far. And I just don't think that the quarterback play can get any worse than what it has been with Darnold, with Flacco. And I don't like Flacco, but I don't think he can be any worse than Darnold has been. Plus, they really should be getting Lev Bell back. He's practiced the last couple of days in a row. So as long as he doesn't tweak anything on Saturday, it should be ready to rock. But I'll take the over in this, but it's the Cardinals. I don't feel confident either way in this game, though.
Next game up, we've got Carolina at Atlanta. Atlanta is a 1.5-point favorite. The over-under is 53.5. Boggs, what do you got?
Yeah, for me, this is no one has played worse than Atlanta this year, just overall. And Julio's in question. I think Russell Gage is going to be okay, or Calvin Ridley is going to be okay, but we'll see. But Julio's in question here. Carolina's looked solid the last couple weeks. Matt Rhule has those guys playing much better than the first two games. So I'm going to take Carolina even on the road, and I'm going to take the over in this game because neither one of these teams are playing great defense.
We've talked about this a bit that there's, and this is maybe not the greatest gambling side that you want to go with, but we've talked about that there's going to be a point where Atlanta's going to have to turn this around, and there's going to be opportunities for them to turn it around. They've got the offensive pieces. They've got Gurley. They've got a rotation of backs they can bring in for Gurley. Matt Ryan's decision-making has been maybe a little bit questionable, but they've got huge depth at the pass catcher position from Hayden Hurst to the wide receivers. Calvin Ridley has already kind of supplanted Julio Jones. Russell Gage has been out there. You know, they've got their offensive guys. Their defense has just not played great. I don't think Carolina is in a position where they're an offensive juggernaut. I think these teams would play it close, and that's why you feel pretty damn confident about the over because both defenses struggle. But at the end of the day, you know, I'll take the home team, and it's almost a wash at 1.5 points here that I just don't think Carolina is good enough of a team to blow out Atlanta, even as bad as they've been. So this is an instant where I definitely like the home team in this. The points don't really mean much to me because it's going to go one way or the other. And I imagine this is going to be a 3-point game regardless of either side. So I'm going to take Atlanta's side. I think probably the only one of us that are going to go on Atlanta. They can't be 0-8,
yeah,
can they?
Yeah, have you watched them play? They absolutely
watch
can.
Them play. I watch them. Watch
they've looked good, but it was the first two games. Last two, they've looked miserable. So Teddy B rocking last week. I'm going to just keep on that train.
Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 12.5-point favorite. 51.5 is the over-under, Boggs.
Joe Burrow 4-0 against the spread this year so far, the Welsh, and I don't like this line, especially with Lamar being a little banged up, a little sick as well. He declared himself 100%, but what player wouldn't? So I'm going to take the Bengals against the spread. I think that spread is too big at 12.5 points. 51.5, I think it's too many points for both of these teams to score, too. I think Baltimore plays a pretty decent defense. They're going to suppress Joe Burrow a little bit, but not by 12.5 points. So give me Cincy and give me the under in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. I think not that Baltimore, you know, hasn't been really good, but they haven't found their identity fully in the passing game. Lamar has had a little bit more struggles than we've seen recently. And Cincinnati under Joe Burrow is just a lot more trustable, if I could create a word. Joe Mixon's coming off a phenomenal one, kind of similar to Atlanta, except Cincinnati's just been a little bit more effective. They've got tons of offensive weapons. And I think Baltimore is going to score some points, but you know, with Joe Burrow behind the helm, I actually think that Cincinnati has a chance to keep this close. And I think that's kind of the difference maker. So, you know, 12.5, I'm just not going to take Baltimore there. So I like Cincinnati. And I'm going to go with the under to imagine that Baltimore continues maybe some of the slow pace and that Cincinnati can make a few stops. Because I just don't particularly, at the same coin, this game could be a 40 to 43 game and it could just destroy the over under. So I'm not confident. But I am going to take Cincinnati, and I'm going to go with the under. One more here before we go to break. Jacksonville at Houston. I think you mentioned that the line moved. Houston is now a 5-point favorite. 54.5 is the over-under.
I mean, I hate taking a team that just lost their head coach, but give me Houston and give me the under in this game. I don't see how either one of these teams is going to score.
Yep, I'm the same way. I was Houston before the line moved. I hate the over-under, if assuming the defenses are going to be just crazy miserable. I just don't buy it. I think Deshaun Watson is in good favor. Players are going to be pumped up, probably under the new regime, feeling that they're a little bit unleashed. So give me Houston -5, and I'll also take the under. Don't go anywhere. In this league coming up, we got all the rest of the games. Be right back. I'm on a mission to win. I'm on a mission to win. I ain't gonna say it again, bruh. I'm going all the way.
Were you scared?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? Happy weekend, ITL boys back in the house. Bogman, Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. And thank you for tuning in, whether it's live on the radio on the Mightier 1090, whether it's listening through Sports Grid, or you're just checking out the podcast after the fact, which I imagine a high majority of people do. We are on all podcast formats and platforms, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a minute of the action of In This League. We're talking about all of our picks for week five picks. Bogman has been an even 500. I'm surprisingly 10 games over 500. We'll see how long that lasts. Bubba hovering right at the 500 marker, and we've already plowed through four games. And this is a great one. This was one that's pretty prevalent in our DFS lineups that we did a little bit earlier, because you got the Rams traveling to Kansas City, and Kansas City is a 12-point favorite. That's the second biggest differential.
They're also
on the
known
spread.
As the Raiders, by the way, not the Rams.
I'm saying the Rams. You're right. They're next to each other. They're next to each
they
other.
They are
on our
LVR
list. So that's what
and
I'm
LAR.
Doing. LVR, yeah. The Las Vegas Raiders. Kansas City is a 12-point favorite, which is the second highest. 55.5 is the over-under, which is, I think, the second highest as well of the week.
Yeah, I'm in this one, I'm going to take KC, but I am going to take the under. And it's not because of Kansas City at all. It's because their defense has actually played pretty well. If you saw them eat up Baltimore a couple weeks ago, it was fairly impressive. They do get Bashaud Breeland back, which hurts their defense overall because he's terrible. But I think they're going to mix him in slowly. And look, the Raiders offense, I have no trust in outside of Jacobs right now.
And Jacobs even hasn't even been that good.
He's playing hurt. He's had the hip injury for the last 3 weeks in a row. So he's dragging around. The wide receivers are banged up. I think they're going to get Ruggs back and Waller look better. But I don't trust them to put up three touchdowns in this game. So I'm going to take KC, win a big, but I am going to stick with the under on this game.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting seeing the, going back to the other game for a minute, the questionable tag that's put out there, Lamar Jackson, and how that could affect the line. So people getting those in early, and you come over to this game and, you know, this would probably be the biggest route to me. I'm actually surprised still, even with, I mean, I expect Lamar to go, but, you know, 12.5 points for a questionable Lamar against how Cincinnati has been playing is a little bit dicey, where I see Kansas City and I look at, and usually don't look at 12 and you're like eyes open up, but against the Raiders. Yeah, I'm all in. I'm absolutely all in. I think the only question you could have is, can the Raiders keep up from a scoring perspective? And that's why, you know, you take the under. That's where you could go both sides of it. I'm going to go with the over, even though I know that's a high number. But I think this is a game where Kansas City could put up a 40 spot. And, you know, the Raiders don't have to do much more thrown in there, especially some garbage points to hit that over. So I'm going to go Kansas City because I love it. And I'm going to hit the over where you have the under. Next up, the Rams. Not the Raiders. The Rams are going to Washington, and they're a 7-point road favorite. 46.5 is the over-under.
I hate this game. I would not bet this one at all. I have no faith in either one of these teams. Washington, obviously, I have less faith in, but they are at home. The Rams, you know, they took two quarters to wake up against Buffalo, traveling to the East Coast a couple weeks ago, and they put up points, but they still ended up losing that game. So I'm going to take Washington as a home dog in this game. I'm going to play to the over just because I don't know what Rams team is going to show up. So if they click, I'm at least getting the over side of this, you would think. But I don't really, I don't know. I hate this game, and I do not want to bet it. But give me Washington in the over if I have to pick.
I don't particularly hate this game like you do.
You're more confident in the Rams then.
Yeah, I am more confident in the Rams. I mean, the running game is a bit of a question. I like getting Cam Akers back. I still love the receiving core. I think, you know, an Aaron Donald frontline defense with a brand new quarterback, and I think there's going to be some struggles attempting to run early. So it's going to be how effective can Washington be with their new quarterback in the pass game, and I just don't feel great about that. With even though Kyle Allen could be a surprise, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be shocked, nor am I shocked that you are questionable about this game and not feeling good about it, because Kyle Allen is the wild card here. But Washington is still Washington, and I think the Rams are still there. I think they're underperforming at the level that they should be. So I like the Rams minus seven, and I like the over because I think the over is relatively low. Washington on some garbage yards at the end, and they're going to score a little bit on the Rams as well. But the only worry I guess I would have is if the Rams shut this thing out and they don't get to 46 because Washington cannot score. So I'm going to take the Rams and the over. Philly at your Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are a 7-point favorite. 44.5 is the line. Bogman, fun fact, you have, regardless of the line, never bet against the Steelers this entire year.
Yes, I have. No, this year? Okay, this year I haven't. But I will. This is the most confident I've been in the Steelers the entire time this year. I cannot believe you're taking the Eagles. I'm going to love to hear your explanation.
I think Pittsburgh wins. I think Pittsburgh wins.
I think Pittsburgh wins going away. I don't think it's close, even a little bit. I mean, look, Carson Wentz at any point can, turn it on and look like an MVP candidate. So I guess I wouldn't be shocked if Philly played up in this game, but they haven't done it yet this year. The offensive line looks terrible in Philly. Carson Wentz has the most turnover-worthy throws in the NFL so far this year, so he's not helping his own cause. Even when he gets away to throw the ball, he's making horrible mistakes. They're hurt at wide receiver. Miles Sanders is the only thing they have going for him. Ertz looks like a shell of himself, and Pittsburgh is on rest. So give me Pittsburgh. Give me the over. I think they win this one in a blowout.
Okay, well, maybe show up in that.
I mean, I'll never bet the Steelers because every time I bet them, they lose. But I mean, this one is
sounds like you're betting the Steelers, though.
I mean, yeah, I'm not with my money, but you should with your money. Everyone should.
Miami at San Francisco. My Niners are a 9-point favorite. Over under is 51.5. Jimmy Garoppolo looks like he is good to go. You've got Kittle back. No word on Mostert. But for the most part, that offense is, coming back into its pieces. McKinnon has been a good replacement. Still no Richard Sherman. So the defense has its little struggles. And in Miami, on Miami's side, this is not the game they're going to turn it over to Tua. It's going to go Fitzpatrick. But if it goes sideways, you could see Tua in there. Though I still don't think Miami would behoove them to let this be the game to put Tua in, regardless what happens with Fitzpatrick.
You're right on that.
Which makes it interesting across the board because Fitzpatrick is just going to sling the ball. Just since this is my game real quick, Boggs.
Yeah, of course.
I am going to go with San Francisco because I think this is going to be one of those statement games, and Miami is just not a good enough team. San Francisco is not a good enough team either, but they've got the offensive pieces. They still have the defense on pass rush. So it is purely going to be about how much time Miami can give Fitzpatrick before the defensive line and the linebackers get to him. And I don't think it's going to be enough time to be too successful in the pass game. The over-under, I don't feel confident about. It's 51.5, so I'm going to take the under, but I am going to take San Francisco minus 9, and I think I feel relatively confident about it.
I'm rolling with that same bit as you, and I think you're wholly and completely right about Tua. I think even if Fitzpatrick looks miserable, Miami has allowed the least amount of time for their quarterback to get rid of the ball this year, and you don't want to have Tua in his rookie season coming off that hip surgery playing behind that line. So I think the line needs to gel a little bit before they do move to Tua. But I think this is a Niner game. I think this is an under because I just don't think that they're going to be able to score. So
yeah, and I don't, there's no like Breida revenge game thing that's going to happen. He'd have to get touches. The Indianapolis Colts are going to Cleveland. Cleveland coming off that big win. Indy is only they are a favorite, even though Cleveland just came off that win. Indy's a 1.5-point road favorite. 46.5 is the line.
I'm taking the Colts in this one. Look, I know Cleveland looked great coming off that win against Dallas, but I think Dallas has one of the worst defenses in the NFL. I think Indy has one of the best defenses in the NFL. They've been playing great ever since that terrible week one loss to Jacksonville. They've really put it together. So I'm going to take the Colts in this game. And I think this one plays to a surprising under. I think Cleveland's defense has been playing a lot better than we expected to. They had some losses too, especially at linebacker. I think this is an Indy win, and I'm going to take the under. I think it plays to a low score.
I'm going to go with Indy as well on the 1.5. I mean, that's, practically a pick 'em there. And Indy, I think, overall is the better team on the entire season, but there is a little bit of momentum. You know, Cleveland is coming off with some massive momentum and some game planning that has worked well. Even they did lose Chubb, and it's going to be, we're going to have to see how they work offensively against such a strong defense. And I think the Colts are coming off of, you know, just some weird offensive run. You know, they've been moving away from Taylor a little bit and struggles with T.Y. Hilton consistently, that I'm not sure it's a massive route. But part of this, I also think, is with that momentum in Cleveland, I think they can score some points against this defense. I don't think it's anything insane. I'm going to take the over because it's relatively low. And I'm going to go on Indy's side, though, at 1.5. We've got three more games here. Giants at Dallas. Dallas, 8.5-point favorite, 54.
I mean, you saw me stacking Giants in my DFS lineup. I don't like them to win this game, but I do like them to keep it close enough to beat an 8-point spread for Dallas. This is the Giants, and nobody plays defense on either one of these teams, so give me the over.
I'm going to go with Dallas. I just don't think I don't think you're going to see a puttering offense coming off of that loss. Their defense is, you're not wrong. And I like the logic here. And this is a pretty big line, and I don't hate you for it, but I'm going to go with Dallas because I also think the Giants have just been so abysmal, and I just don't want to take them. I just don't believe in Danny Dimes, and I don't believe in the offense. They have no running game whatsoever. So I don't like the Giants. So I'm going to take Dallas. I'm also going to take the under because I don't personally think that the Giants are going to put up the points against this defense this week, even though it's been garbage. Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle is a 7-point favorite at home. Line is the biggest, 56.5.
Yeah, I don't particularly like picking this game against the spread. So, but I will take, I do think this is an easy over. We've seen it, the Seattle defense almost, I think every week has played to the over. So give me the over in that game for sure. And then Minnesota -7, you know, this one is so dicey because we just don't know what Kirk Cousins we're going to get. So I'm going to assume we get okay Kirk Cousins because Seattle's defense has been miserable. So I'm going to take the Vikings against the spread, but I am going to hit the over on this one as well.
I'm going with you. I'm going the exact same take here. Minnesota has been on a pretty positive run. I like the, I mean, the over is so high, but I feel like I like the over more than I like taking Minnesota.
Both these defenses are ugly. I mean, the Vikings are starting two rookies at CB, so I don't like that.
Last game here, we got the Chargers at the New Orleans Saints. Saints are an 8.5-point favorite. 50.5 is your over-under.
I like this game less now that we know 100% that Justin Herbert is starting. I'll say that. I'm still going to take New Orleans at home because Drew Brees actually threw the ball downfield last week. And I think it was like 9 of 10 on passes of 10 yards or deeper, perfect QB rating, 170 something yards and a touchdown. So he proved he can do it. So I'm excited about the Saints prospects moving forward. Now that Brees is slinging it downfield, I'll take the over too, because look, the Chargers score with Herbert. So I'll take the over on this game, but I am going to take the Saints and give the points at home.
I'm going to take the Chargers on this one because of how efficient they've been on offense. And, you know, the Saints have been solid, but they have been struggling moving the ball, and they've had a lot of injuries in the passing game, and they've had to move through to Emmanuel Sanders or Tre'Quan Smith when they can find it. The Chargers have an underrated defense that, not the best in the world, but I think it's still a bit underrated. And the offense has been effective with Herbert, and they got both of those backs, and I hope they have a good game plan. And I think both those backs are prone to being able to fill right in for Eckler, and Keenan Allen has been unstoppable. So I don't think they win this game, but giving 8.5 points, I'm going to take the Chargers, and I'm also going to go with the under 50. And I don't feel good about that one. I almost want to change that one, but I'm going to go Chargers in the under. I'll stick with it. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back in this final segment of hour two, we're going to do our parlays. Bogman won last week. See if you can do it again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he? What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
in this league.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. Having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Welcome back, friendos. It's In This League, final segment of hour two. It is your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. We just did our picks. So if you missed any of it, you can check on the podcast, just rewind, or just go towards the end of hour two. And we just did all of our week five picks. Final up here is our parlay. And Bogman, you are the man of the hour because you absolutely nailed it last week. You hit your parlay of the Jackson Cincy over, Seattle Miami over, and Buffalo minus three. So what do you got on your parlay for week five?
Yeah, for this week, I'm going to go Atlanta, Carolina over. I mean, I just think that's probably the easiest one of the week to take out of everything. That's probably what I'm most confident in. Then I'm going to take Cincinnati and all of the points. I think with Lamar not being in question, but just, you know, if they get up, they'll yank him out and put RG3 in. So give me Cincinnati. They, you know, Joe Burrow's 4-0 against the spread. And then I'm going to take the Seattle and Minnesota over. Both these defenses are super rough. I don't like what either one of them are doing right now. It has been unbelievably ugly. The only risk that we have in this game is if we get, you know, pumpkin Kirk Cousins, who starts overthrowing and underthrowing everyone and is 8 for 40 or whatever his, you know, terrible, terrible games are like. So that's my only worry in this one. I don't have a bunch leaping off the page at me for this week, but that'll be my three-team parlay.
So I just made an adjustment because I had a parlay here that was about to be all over unders, and that has not been my bread and butter. It's actually been against the spread, but I am going to go with a two over under, one straight pick. And there's a couple. I actually got to be honest with you. I love your Cincy one, and that might be one I'd be willing to throw in there as well, getting those 12 and a half points. But for this week, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Philly over under. I'm going to take the over, I guess, is what I'm saying on that, because I've got the over. I'm going to take the Carolina Atlanta over. So those are two that I feel relatively confident. 53.5 for Carolina Atlanta. Philly and Pittsburgh is 44.5. So I'm taking both of those overs. And then I'm going to go with Kansas City with the 12. I'm taking a big line there. And Kansas City has screwed me a little bit, but against the Raiders, I love Kansas City at home, even though minus 12. So Pittsburgh, Philly over, Carolina, Atlanta over, Kansas City. That's the parlay. I am out of here. Casey Bubba's coming up. You're going to get his picks and his parlay. So don't go anywhere. In This League, hour three coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.